This week on The Marquee, we close out the movie Dead Zone with the latest from Michael Bay. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, if Snitch, G.I. Joe Retaliation, and next month's Fast and Furious 6 wasn't enough for fans of Dwayne Johnson, there's also Pain and Gain. A trio of Miami muscle-building fanatics attempt to extort a fortune from an idiot gangster, but things go terribly wrong when a mob enforcer comes to town to sort things out. Michael Bay directs Mark Wahlberg, Anthony Mackie, Tony Shalhoub, Ed Harris, and the aforementioned Rock in this criminal muscle-building action film.
The Bucket List writer Justin Zachem directs The Big Wedding, an adaptation of a French comedy about a dysfunctional family's mission to appear normal as they gather for a family wedding. The all-star cast features Robert De Niro, Susan Sarandon, Diane Keaton, and Robin Williams, among others.
Take Shelter director Jeff Nichols helms Mud, starring Matthew McConaughey. Two boys discover a fugitive living on a small Mississippi island, and they agree to help conceal him from a string of bounty hunters while he tries to reunite with his lover.
Also opening in Columbus, In the Company You Keep, director Robert Redford stars as a former anti-war activist who's been wanted by the FBI for 30 years. When a young reporter discovers his identity, he's forced to go on the run. The cast is remarkable, and the story is slow but suspenseful. But what starts out as an intriguing mystery falls apart in the end.
Opening at the Gateway, Julia Stiles and David Cross star in the comedy It's a Disaster. When four couples get together for their monthly brunch, they become trapped as their city suffers a mysterious attack, and the stress causes some very odd comedic situations.
Or, for action and laughs on a budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see the 3D fantasy of Jack the Giant Slayer, Dwayne Johnson in the surprisingly heavy Snitch, or the wild and crazy college party flick, 21 and Over. But for my pick this week, I'll take a chance on The Big Wedding. It makes me nervous that I've heard next to nothing about the film, but the cast could make for an enjoyably over-the-top comedy.
Since the options are pretty limited this week, I guess I'll recommend Pain and Gain, but only to those that enjoy Michael Bay films. Otherwise, don't put yourself through it.
Or if the latest action and laughs don't have you racing to theaters, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Gangster Squad. In director Ruben Fleischer's mobster flick, Josh Brolin stars as a by-the-book cop who's tasked with assembling a team to bring down Mickey Cohen's crime syndicate. It certainly isn't a blockbuster-level thriller, but with its classic Western characters and its touches of twisted humor, this macho and melodramatic cops and robbers adventure will still give you something to cheer about.
A Haunted House is a horror comedy spoof starring Marlon Wayans. It's dreadful, and will most likely haunt your DVD or Blu-ray player forever if you watch it.
Matt Damon reunites with his Good Will Hunting director, Gus Van Sant, in Promised Land. Damon plays a down-to-earth natural gas salesman who's forced to battle an outspoken environmentalist while trying to convince a small town to let his company drill on their land. Though it tells the same old story about the battle between big business and the little guy, the characters make it worth watching.
The Impossible chronicles the life-or-death struggle of a vacationing British family who were separated from each other in the tragic 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami. Naomi Watts and Ewan McGregor star. Also being released this week is the 3D Blu-ray of Jurassic Park and the extremely 2D release of The Great Gatsby, starring Robert Redford.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with Gangster Squad. It's a strange crime thriller, complete with awkward dialogue and some wooden performances, but its unlikely band of heroes makes it an entertaining adventure nonetheless.
Since I absolutely despised Gangster Squad, it will be my turkey of the week. Rewatch L.A. Confidential instead.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for the long-awaited return of summer blockbuster season. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and moviesHateYouToo.com.
Until next week,
I am a star. I'm a star, I'm a star, I'm a star. I'm a big, bright, shining star. That's right.